You're listening to RadioVolta.org, a project of the Philadelphia Independent Media Center. If you have AOL Instant Messenger, you can instant message us to Volta Radio. This song don't need violence for backup.
Testicle 1-2. Testes 1-2. It's working. The Reverend is in. It's going to start in about a minute. Tapers, relay broadcasters, anybody who cares. We will be starting whenever some weird stoner head points his finger and says go. This is Reverend Book Byrne. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. And we're not only going to have that numbnuts, war criminal, piss-poor impersonator of Forrest Gump with us as he tries to apply for unemployment or submit a disability claim, but we're going to have the dreaded social services caseworker to interrogate, or rather to interview him.
That was Hope.
Not that there's a lot of difference between the two. And
absolutely,
they are both here, and they are both going to do what's necessary to process Bush's claims, actually, whichever way he goes,
very, very long.
Either trying to get unemployment checks or trying to get disability. And I think McCain gets that kind of shit. I think
it's called Redford,
since he's so unfortunate and has 9 to 11 homes, he's not sure, and worth over $100 million since he became a corporate scam and rip-off and savings and loan corporate criminal, and in league with the people who entirely fucked up on Wall Street and fucked the entire nation's economy up. He's worth over $100 million, but he better keep that disability and veterans checks coming just in case he needs it. And anyway, so we're going to help Bush with his application and surviving the social services worker. And there's also news and miscellaneous stuff coming ahead, and a lot of music and some new music. So let's get underway with the first set and start off with a more recent song by the New York Dolls for the pollen type of people who talk about creationism and let's put a stop to evolution. This is the New York Dolls doing Dance Like a Monkey.
You designed so intelligent. sideways haircut. Maybe he went to get a striped shirt. Maybe he went to get some plastic shoes. Maybe he went to get some funny sunglasses.
Halliburton Ernie, and it is so good to be here with the Reverend and George W. Bush and the Unemployment and Disability Social Services caseworker. It's such a warm feeling. I warmly embrace all of them, and I want to say that it is a joy to be here, although we have a solemn moment because we want to acknowledge the passing of Pink Floyd keyboardist Richard Wright, and therefore we need to play a song from him, from A Saucer Full of Pink, double CD tribute to Pink Floyd. This is Halliburton Ernie introducing this introduction, this tribute to Richard Wright by Eden, entitled Jug Band Blues.
It's awfully considerate of you to think of me here, and I'm most obliged to you for making it clear that I'm not here. And I never knew the moon could be so big, and I never knew the moon could be so blue. And I'm grateful that you threw away my old shoes and brought me here instead dressed in red. And I'm wondering who could be writing this song. I don't care if the sun don't shine, and
the seas and green. Exactly is a dream, and what exactly is a joke?
Run back! someone. They hate us, we hate them. We can't win, no way. Not that turtle, nothing to say. I tell them, go get fucked. They put me away. Understand it, ready to win. We can't win. They hate us, we hate them. We can't win, no way. Fuck it all. So I got a call. Pray for my crime. Stand in line, pay bail. I may sojourn. Understand it, ready to win. We can't win. They hate us, we hate them. We can't win, no way. Fuck the crime.
Called The Reverend Is In. It's on live Sunday nights at RadioVolta.org and archived at Radio4All.net, and updates, details, links, goodies, and playlists always at ReverendBookburn.com. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. To write to the Reverend for feedback to already done shows, input to forthcoming themed shows, or to send cartoons or music videos, requests for exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, or any reason except sending spam, unless it's the hilarious Jesus spam that continues to roll in to this day, write to RevBookburn at sjcdc.org. Happy 420, everybody. And please remember that we are trying to be responsible for at least 10,000 more sales of AKA Tommy Chung, because that was the number of DVDs seized, in other words, stolen by the Gestapo people in the Drug Enforcement Agency. Hello to Jello Biafra and all of the folks at AlternativeTentacles.com. Please remember that the boycott of the corporate scab version of the dead Kennedys remains. And hello to Dr. Susan Block, legendary sexologist and sex-positive alternative to Dr. Laura. And you can check out her blogs at drsusanblock.com/blog. A big thank you to Pastor Rex Cat, Murgatroyd Productions, Mr. Scott, Philadelphia Independent Media Center, Lava Zone, Radio for All, Baby Jesus Butt Plug, Hippie John, Mr. Z, and of course our in-house, whatever they do, Pastor Whoremaster, and John the Craptus. This is a pioneering, diverse presentation to push independent media to its utmost possibilities. Like George W. Numbnuts, war criminal, Enron Ho, corporate stooge, Taliban wannabe, fetal worshipping, piss poor impersonator of Forrest Gump Bush, God speaks through me.
He's the name of the all of
That was a reminder from the lower power to not forget to put on a show for the spies. It's time for open curtain exhibitionism and kink. The Lord commandeth ye. Okay, thank you, Mr. Scott, who recorded that often used introduction. And the only thing left out of that is the song list for any particular night, including tonight. So you heard Geza X doing Isotope Soap, Black Flag did Police Story, DOA did The Prisoner, Flipper did Ha Ha Ha, Eden did Jug Band Blues, Camper Van Beethoven did Where the Hell is Bill, and started off with the New York Dolls doing Dance Like a Monkey. And next week, we're on for next couple of weeks before anticipated possible scheduling snags that could keep the show an option to do Sunday nights on a regular basis. So we're going to do shows for the next three weekends after tonight. So next week on The Reverend is In, that is September 28th, we have two very special guests. On September 28th at The Reverend is In, Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John, that's right, the Dom herself and the Sub, who are also running for president and vice president, are going to be here in the appropriate outfits. And We're going to have a lot of fun with them. That's next Sunday night. Mistress Sarah and Butt Boy John. Not Butt Boy, Boot Boy John. That's a different night. Let's see, in 2 weeks, which would mean October 5th, we're going to have another 420 kind of show entitled McCain's Bong. And a week after that, October 12th, the theme will be Missionary Accomplished. And, of course, that's been an often used expression since Bush put on his military flight costume. I think it was the first time he wore such an outfit since he went AWOL as a younger Chicken Hawk. But ever since that day, he put on his costume on a day that wasn't even Halloween to do his Mission Accomplished speech. It's been an often referred to quote and an often lampooned quote, and we're going to have extra fun with it and take it to higher levels, as is our desire to do with everything, and take it steps further. And on that night, October 12th, we're going to do a themed show entitled Missionary Position. Can't wait for that. And in November, of course, a tradition for every 4 years, we're going to do the Erection Day show. Late November, another annual sacred holiday traditional show. We're going to do Happy Spanksgiving. In December, of course, another sacred annual holiday tradition. The Reverend's annual holiday tree and ball special. In January, we will, of course, no matter how many weeks are free or not free, we have to do the anniversary show, which will mean the 8th anniversary. That's right, dating back to inaugural weekend 2001, after the first of the two stolen elections. So, and then we will begin broadcasting for the first time without Bush. So at some point in mid-January, the anniversary show. And, of course, after that, what will be not even a theme for one night, but a series, however long it takes to get through this, the trial of George W. Bush. And Mr. Scott and I were talking about that recently, and we might actually invite Vince Bugliosi, the Manson prosecutor, who is releasing a book any day now entitled The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, and figured we've been raving about it and linking his books and interviews so much. Why doesn't he just come over here and do the show with us? And we'll have to see if we can get him to grow a sense of humor as well. But regardless, it would be worth it. And we're going to do the entire trial for everything, not just the war crimes and the lies that preceded the war, but also the corporate crime, which resulted in, of course, the total fucking and devastation of the economy. So, all of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. Of course, there's always updates, details, and every playlist. Lots of links and goodies at reverendbookburn.com. Go to The Reverend's YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. And to write revbookburn@sjcdc.org. All right. I'm going to do as little news and stuff as possible, so no movie reviews, no music reviews. We pay tribute to Richard Wright, and let's see, no birthdays, no exorcisms or reverse exorcisms, no weddings on the show, but we do have a lot of book burners who are in really good times, like good relationships that could become weddings, that could become weddings on the show. which I would love to do again. The first one was really great in 2004 with Lady Simone and Mr. Beefcake. And they're still doing fine, and I don't know if they ever actually did an additional ceremony with all that legal kind of shit as was planned, but they're still together and still very happy and doing well. And if they knew I was going to say that, would probably say and tell them hi. But to the book burners who were having great times and to the book burners having hard times, we want to say hang tough. And that we want to say for the good times, we want them to continue and get better. And if you're having the hard times, hang in there. We're going to try to entertain you and give you some peace, healing, and deprogramming the shit that does weaken the human consciousness. And as always, we will share everything on this show. Well, there's no way to not talk about the absolute fucking of the economic infrastructure that has occurred and has been in the news all week. And I don't know where all these dipshits are who go on and on about welfare and, oh, we can't all be on welfare. And, oh, those single mothers on welfare. And what about this block of people and that block of people? Where the fuck are those mouths now? As always, corporate welfare outnumbers the entire accumulated history of all social welfare by incomprehensible measurements. And that is about to be taken to new heights with these bailouts. Now, so far, nobody that I know, and none of the book burners, have reported any such reporting ever since this has begun. But to our knowledge, there have been no bailouts for people who have been fucked by this savage free market capitalist economic system. Nobody without health care, nobody losing their jobs to sweatshops overseas, which is financially rewarded by this system. Nobody who has been losing their homes. Nobody who has been trying to raise kids. Nobody who's been taking care of animals and taking care of themselves. Nobody has gotten a fucking bailout, let alone to the tune of, what are we exceeding now, $800 billion? Yeah, that's only the first week's welfare check for Wall Street, for fucking billionaires. So this is a new height. And who exactly is footing the bill? The taxpayer. The retard that puts things out on blogs and MySpace like, eh, well, we can't all be on welfare. That's why I work. Of course, that numbnuts and his millions of clones are dead fucking silent at this incomprehensible amount of corporate welfare and Wall Street welfare. And that guy and his clones and fellow drones and everybody else who is not in the upper class, the other 95%+ of people in this nation, got the bill for it. They got the bill for it. Oh, what's this? Oh, good thing I'm clergy. A prayer is needed. Lord, you have afflicted these people blasting that siren at excessive volumes with sexual dysfunction and genitals that cannot and will not please Ava. Please restore their genital functioning power And please let them become real human beings again, who not only abuse their own loved ones at home, but an entire West Philadelphia community. We pray to thee. Thank you, Lord. Okay, where were we? And who are the culprits in this economic disaster? Who fucked the economic infrastructure of the nation? Who are the corporate criminals? Yes, Bush, of course. And yes, Enron and so many others. But who set up a system where that is so rampant? Who has pushed for further deregulation, further legalization of their incomprehensible criminal acts, to legalize the behavior like of the dickhead from the Wall Street movie, played by Michael Douglas very well? People like Phil Graham, a corporate criminal. Phil Graham is a bigger criminal than the combination of every street criminal in America combined for the last couple of decades, and even that doesn't match him. He has robbed this nation more than any mugger could ever dream. Phil Graham is John McCain's chief financial advisor, pusher of deregulation legislation, pusher of allowing banks and corporate America to further fuck people over, pusher of ideas to fuck people's Social Security money. And where does he come from? The same place that Neil Bush, the brother they don't like to talk about, and Charles Keating, where they come from, the savings and loan scam. How much was that bailout? In the hundreds of billions, minimum. Who paid for it? You did. That's more than a fancy dinner and getting stuck with the bill for a whole party. That's a bill that cannot even be estimated at this point. And these are the people in the lead cast of characters. We're going to provide information. We're not just going to have 420 parties and links and cool stuff or music stuff or the adult stuff. And all of the fun and great stuff that we'll never give up. But we're also going to include updated and ongoing information about the looting of the nation, because the shit is really hitting the fan. And people need to stay awake. A lot of people are improving in this weird-ass culture with having their eyes wide open regarding these matters, but we have to keep it that way. So one day, Fox and other Pravda-like propaganda bullshit spinsters don't just say some convoluted horseshit explanation or hysteria or phony staged red alert and divert people away from what is real. Talked out. It's been a great weekend, but that means my voice is usually shot to shit, and I can only talk for so long. So we're going to play another set of music, and then we are going to have George W. Bush, who is here again, and his social services caseworker, who wants to review what will be either his unemployment application or disability claim, and whichever he chooses, because he is kind of slow and isn't even sure what kind of application he wants to submit. And then he has to go through her interrogation or interview, however you want to refer to that, and see if they will hand him more publicly provided funding. All right, let's play something cheery and uplifting after all that. This is from the theater show called The Marijuana Logs. And let's play the beginning of that, starting with Marijuana.
Marijuana.
Marijuana?
Marijuana.
There, we said it. Marijuana. Said it again. We said it because we want to feel comfortable saying it, not ashamed and guilty.
We're excited about marijuana. Marijuana pleases us, and as the title of this show suggests, we're here to talk about marijuana.
We're here to think about it, to hear stories about it, to learn about it, to understand it, to buy it. And by it, we mean
marijuana.
We worry about marijuana. We worry about what people think about marijuana users. We worry about getting caught with marijuana. But mainly, we worry about getting more marijuana.
You've got to know a guy to get marijuana. We worry that something could happen to the marijuana guy. We worry that we'll have to get a new marijuana guy. What if he's not as cool? What if he doesn't answer our page when we need him? What if his mother doesn't know where he is?
Between us, we have over 43 years of experience with marijuana. 23. But that wasn't enough. We must learn everything about our subject. So we found out what other marijuana smokers had to say about marijuana. And we talked to young marijuana smokers, old, black, Jewish, handicapped, albino marijuana smokers.
We talked to rich, homeless, gay, and even Chinese marijuana smokers.
And it took a long, long time, because once you get a marijuana smoker talking, they never shut up.
Most people have nicknames for their friends, and marijuana must have a lot of friends because she is a mistress who goes by many names. She's also known as pot, weed, ganja,
KGB, the Krush, Hash's cousin Mary,
bud, jazz plants, Lando Calrissian,
hemp, grass, El Diablo de Verde,
Ichabod Crane, Kermit the Hogleg, Dr. Phil, my pipe,
Mr. T, HC, Sticky Icky Icky, Jean-Claude Van Amsterdam,
my only real friend. Your Highness, Harry Potter,
Henry the Eighth, the reason I don't own a house, Mother Nature's way of saying hi.
Marijuana. This marijuana log is called Screw You, Copper, You Fat Piece of Crap. How many people here think that marijuana should be legalized by applause? Wouldn't that be great if we could legalize marijuana by applause? I think marijuana should be legalized because regular cigarettes that you can buy in any store are worse for you. Every pack has a warning right there on the side. Danger, danger, you smoke these, you're going to die. You buy pot, it's always in a clear plastic bag with no warning whatsoever. Worst case scenario, the guy selling it to you will say something like, "This is really bad shit." Well, all right. That is a warning I can live with.
You know, an unexpected side effect of our research was how it affected us, you know? Hey, man, I didn't always smoke pot. For years and years, Arj Barker was high on life. But eventually, I built up a tolerance. Some people think that I use marijuana to hide from my problems, but whatever. That would take a pretty big clump of marijuana for me to actually be able to hide behind it. I don't got that kind of money. Some people think that if you use marijuana for a long time, it affects your ability to reason with maturity. But you know what? The people who say that are a bunch of poo-poo caca pee-pee faces. What they say is what they are. Gosh. But the body's a temple, they say. The body's a temple, Arj. A temple, I tell you. Well, that might be true. But I'm not religious. So what I like to do is lease my temple to demons for private parties.
JM, y'all.
Come on.
JM, y'all. Come on. JM, y'all. JM, y'all. Oh, so deep. Come on.
I know a dude named Jimmy used to run up in me. Nighttime, pissy drunk off the Henny and Remy. I didn't mind it. Fuck me from behind, it felt fine. Especially when he used to grind it. He was a trick when I sucked his dick. He used to pass me bricks, credit cards and shit. Suck him to sleep, I took the keys to the Jeep. Tell him I'll be back, go fuck with some other cats. Flirting, getting numbers in the summer. Whole hop, raw top, and my man's dropped. And his homie Jimmy, he's screaming, gimme. Lay me on my back, busting nuts all in me. After 10 times we fucked, I think I bust twice. He was nice, kept my neck filled with ice. Put me in Chanel's, kept me out nice. Call sucking his dick, blocking the mic. It was something about this dude I couldn't stand. Something that could've made his ass a real man. Something I wanted, but I never was pushy. The motherfucker never ate my pussy.
Say what?
I don't want it tonight.
Come on. Come on.
Eat my pussy right.
Little Kim, bring it to me now.
I know a dude named Ron Dude, push a cue. Had a wild crew on Flatbush and Avenue U. Had a weed spot, used to pump African black. He used to steal his bag so his workers wouldn't tap. I used to see him in the tunnel with buckets of dawn. Whisper in my ear, he wanna get his fuck on me. I dug him, so I fucked him. It wasn't nothing. He wanted me to suck him, but I didn't. I ain't frontin'. The sex was wet like a four-stroke creep. I jumped on a dick, rode his ass to sleep. He called next week, asking why I ain't beep him. I thought your ass was still sleeping. He laughed. Told me he bought a new calf. Could he come over right fast and fuck my pretty ass? I'll pass, nigga, the dick was trash. If sex was record sales, you would be double glass. Like only way you seeing me is if you eating me.
Come on.
Downtown, taste my love like Harvest Brown. Trying to impress me with your 5G stones. I'll give you 10 G's, nigga, if you leave me alone. Screaming. You ain't licking this, you ain't sticking this, and I got witnesses. Ask any nigga I've been with, they ain't hit shit till they stuck their tongue in this. I ain't with that
frontin' shit. I got my own bins. I got my own ends. Immediate friends. Me and my girls rock worlds of big niggas. Fuck for car keys and double digit figures. Good dick I cherish. I could be blunt. I treat it like it's precious. I ain't gon' front. But limp dick niggas that's frontin' like they really suck my pussy till they kill me. You feel me?
Yeah. Say what? Come on.
I don't want dick tonight. Eat my pussy right.
JM, y'all.
I don't want dick tonight.
It's JM, y'all.
Eat my pussy
right. To your mafia. It's JM, y'all. Come on.
My gold chains and hairy
chest into the faces of patients like Bristol Pollen and letting my clinic look like a landfill after a hurricane. And I love making fun of women who have Medicaid and then denying them services and embarrassing the entire profession. And when I'm not busy doing that, I listen to my favorite band ever called Social Distortion.
This is Mr. Scott with breaking news. God has decided to speak to the Bookburners once again. So without further ado, may I present God.
I left an orgy that included Marilyn Monroe and Helen of Troy because it is necessary to set some very urgent matters straight. I am dreadfully embarrassed by my inbred hillbilly representatives.
They're all lying, cheating skanks and hypocrites with double standards anyway. None of these assholes speak for me. What kind of a fucknut would advocate abstinence-only education in these kinds of times? I saw the American Christian Taliban's fetus posters outside of women's health clinics, and I want to state the obvious. They are undercooked. Those people do not know how to cook a fetus to save their ass. It belongs in a crock pot and needs to be further browned before it is suitable for human consumption. I do not care what anyone's orientation is as long as they're an adult. You hear that, fucking priests? I am everywhere, and that includes in everyone's genitals. So I want a piece of all action, and I don't want the dickless and the non-functioning to be screaming about any flavor of such action. Since your fuckhead leaders are destroying the economy and what's left of the environment with greed, please use birth control. And fuck these clowns who say that I am on their side of a war or nationalistic border or a part of their bigoted point of view, or that I hate people going from one nation to the other. That is a reflection of the bigoted asshole who is doing the speaking and not of me. And finally, do you think I could ever in a billion years not be embarrassed by being the so-called mouthpiece by two of the most appalling candidates out of all of them, McCain and Pollan? They're crazier fucks than Ron Paul or Ross Perot. Think about it, mental caterpillars. Why would a supreme being and super evolved entity want to be represented by two idiotic psychopaths? This is God saying, enjoy the herb, respect what's left of the earth, make each other come, get good at massage, and, oh yeah, develop a better world based on cooperation, decentralization, and humanitarianism after you destroy the systems of greed and abuse. I gotta get back to Mary. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Humping away. Fuck yourself through your neighbor's nose. If you can't use that, use a 10-foot pole. Stick it up your ass and go for a stroll. Everyone will know you've been to this show. If you can't take it, eat my stool. Masturbate with some crazy glue. I don't care what you do. Fuck yourself with a garden tool. Fuck yourself with politics. Man, they're so full of fucking shit. You know we've been lied to ever since we were born. It's amazing that we've been getting fucked that long. Fuck yourself with the World Wide Web. Man, you could ride that sucker right from your bed. You may even meet a Tom, Dick, Jane, or a Billy. Then grab onto
yourself silly.
Fuck yourself with your heart and soul. Give it everything you got. Hey, I'm talking to you. If you can't even fuck yourself, how you gonna fuck someone else? Fuck yourself with my microphone. I'll give it to you later when we're all alone. We can turn it up loud and see if you come. But don't get your jizz on my microphone. Fuck yourself with organized religion. Now there is some seriously sinning business. If the Lord sees their pathetic crimes, he'll be fucking them till the end of time. And can somebody explain to me this racism crap? I know it isn't white, but it isn't black. And for those of you who can only see things your way, well, you could suck my dick and take all day. Fuck or your nose with a pound of blow. Watch your money get up and go. But when you burn your brain and you say, I don't know, I hate to tell you, but I told you so. Fuck yourself with your grunge rock noise. Stuff those albums in your groin. They come down on me because I know how to play. Hey, fuck you. Fuck yourself with a copy of Rolling Stone. Or are they too holy for your holiest of holes? Now those people think they're holier than Moses. But aren't they just a bunch of fucking posers? Fuck yourself with your mother's jewelry. Hey, I won't tell, I ain't a stoolie. If your pound's hard enough, you'll cough up a ruby. Your blood will be rich, and so will your duty. Fuck yourself with the latest fashion. Your spikes and your hair and those cute little buttons. And if you happen to have some leather and lace, fuck yourself till you're blue in the face. Fuck yourself with your income tax. They're fucking you, and that's a fact. Before you know it, your money's all spent, and you've just been fucked by the government. Fuck yourself with your lawyer friend. Well, you're the only one that's gonna get fucked in the end. I have been so fucked by legal bills that my asshole is the size of Beverly Hills. Yourself with your full-length sweater, with your minks and your diamonds, with your Irish setter, your cash and your trash and your sinks and your drinks. Just fuck yourself so you can't even think. Those of you who enjoy this song, well, thank you, I love you, let's get it on. But for those of you who are totally outraged, fuck yourself with your face.
send you down. And when you ask them how much should we give, they only answer more.
Ah!
You heard Articles of Faith doing By This War and American Dreams. Before that, Vic Bondi did Fortunate Son, a Creedence Clearwater Revival song, and also the name of one of the better books about George W. Numbnuts Bush. Steve Vai did Fuck Yourself. Mr. Scott, awesome, awesome human, helped record The Good News from God. And before that, Social Distortion did Ring of Fire. The Adverts did Cast of Thousands. Lil' Kim did Not Tonight, and started off with some tracks from the Marijuana Logs cast, Ah, Marijuana, Legalize It, and High on Life. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. And tonight in the studio we have George W. Bush, as well as this kind of stone face caseworker. At first I thought she was a nurse, but she's a caseworker who can work either an unemployment application or a disabilities claim. And she's ready to at least discuss in part, because we understand that there is an attention deficit disorder with Mr. Bush, and also there's a lot of cognitive impairment, very limited understanding of the spoken word, adult communication, and the filling of forms, conducting an interview that is formal, and just all around functioning. So, let's see, she has agreed that we're only going to do as much of the interview process as is possible. So, welcome, Mr. Bush, welcome you, and okay, if you want to get started, just talk. You can, let's see, we'll give Bush the microphone that looks like a mass weapon of mass destruction, and you can have the even more penile looking microphone. Yeah, number three. Okay.
It's about time. Okay. We'll start simple. What is your name? George W. Bush. Address? 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C. Zip. I used to snort it. Oh, God. All right, phone. I have three, but other people answer them. History of alcohol or drug abuse? Yes, yes. Religion? God's spokesman in America. I see. Military experience? AWOL and professional chicken hawk. Okay, I'd like to get an understanding of your experience, and take all the time you need. If you need to think about some things with a little extra effort, just take your time if you need to go slowly. Experience? Yes. Okay. Failure at being a baseball owner. Failure in business. Destroyed the economic infrastructure of the nation. Responsible for as much environmental damage as a weapon of mass destruction. Extensive spying experience, my daddy taught me. Shit-canned the Bill of Rights. Made health care unavailable to over 40 million Americans. Stole two presidential elections. photographed congressmen and clergy at the D.C. Madam's brothel, ate cake at a hurricane mess, and impersonated Forrest Gump while publicly speaking. God, all right, thank you. I need to know and itemize your assets. My what? Your ass, not your ass, your assets. Oh. Let's see. I have income from old Enron payoffs, oil money, revenue from Bin Laden's father, and Saudi royalty, and the Carlyle Group. What else? Money from Halliburton and other war profiteers. Shares and profits from looted third world countries, sweatshop gifts, handouts from the nuclear industry and military contractors, old savings and loan scam money. My brother Neil had a lot to do with that. Old Iran-Contra money, old Contra Coke money, and my daddy. Okay, and you need these kinds of checks. Oh, yes, ma'am. I need more money from the public. Okay, assuming that someday you might be functionable and possibly working, can you tell me the names of your references? Oh, sure. Karl Rove, Donald Rumsfeld, Condi Rice, Rush Limbaugh, Pastor Ted Haggard, Pastor Rod Parsley, John McCain, Tony Blair, Mark Foley, Senator David Vitter, Senator Larry Craig, Mark Gannon, Blackwater, Dick Liz Cheney, Bill O'Reilly, Ann Coulter, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, Toby Keith, Ted Nugent, Kid Sock, the banker from It's a Wonderful Life, and some dipshit on MySpace who hates non-corporate welfare. Okay, I'm gonna have to take this to my supervisor to review at a later time. I can either contact you directly or through Reverend Bookburn or your staff, not your staff, or one of these crazy looking men in the next room wearing suits. But I cannot give you an answer at this time. We will get back to you concerning your eligibility for relief payments, either from unemployment or if we process your disabilities claim. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you to George W. Bush for sharing his process of applying for unemployment or disabilities, and thank you to the warm and fuzzy humanitarian from social services for sharing with the book burners the process of providing additional income to George W. Numbnuts Bush in January when he walks out of the place he illegally seized twice and tries to figure out what to do with himself next. All right, let's play some more tunes, starting with the duo who has recently reunited and are coming to this area, and for book burners outside of Philadelphia and even in other countries, they're probably coming near you too. It's a big extensive tour. They're reunited And this is from their first film entitled Up in Smoke. This is Cheech and Chung doing Earache My Eye.
Okay, let's roll. Let's rock and roll.
You get nothing back for all you save. Just eternity in a spacious grave. Nothing is true. Everything is permitted. Things just go from bad to worse. It starts like a kiss, ends like a curse. Nothing is true, she said. Everything is committed. She got tools on her tongue, just to time the stars. She drives all morning in unmarked cars. Nothing is true, hey. It's all committed. Just to keep things tight. Robbed her eyes long ago of light. Nothing is true, she told me. It's all detail. She got inscrutable poise and nihilist charms. She gets to sleep tubes in her arms. She said nothing is true. Cold and white, her dreams surround the sun like a satellite. Nothing is true, she told me that it's all permitted. Spiders build
you do know, folks, you do know, living in this country, you know that every time you're exposed to advertising, you realize once again that America's leading industry, America's most profitable business, is still the manufacture, packaging, distribution, and marketing of bullshit. High quality, grade A, prime cut, pure American bullshit. And the sad part is, most people seem indoctrinated to believe that bullshit only comes from certain places, certain sources. Advertising, politics, salesmen, not true. Bullshit is everywhere. Bullshit is rampant. Parents are full of shit, teachers are full of shit, clergymen are full of shit, and law enforcement people are full of shit. This entire country is completely full of shit, and always has been, from the Declaration of Independence to the Constitution to the Star-Spangled Banner. It's really nothing more than one big steaming pile of red, white, and blue all-American bullshit. Because think of how we started. Think of that. This country was founded by a group of slave owners who told us all men are created equal. Oh, yeah, all men, except for Indians and niggers and women, right? Always like to use that authentic American language. This was a small group of unelected white male landholding slave owners who also suggested their class be the only one allowed to vote. Now that is what's known as being stunningly and embarrassingly full of shit. And I think Americans really show their ignorance when they say they want their politicians to be honest. What are these fucking cretins talking about? If honesty were suddenly introduced into American life, the whole system would collapse. No one would know what to do. Honesty would fuck this country up. And I think deep down Americans know that. That's why they elected and reelected Bill Clinton. You betcha. You betcha. Yeah. Because the American people like their bullshit right out front where they can get a good, strong whiff of it. Clinton might be full of shit, but at least he lets you know it. Doesn't he? Dole tried to hide it, didn't he? Dole kept saying, I'm a plain and honest man. Bullshit. People don't believe that. What did Clinton say? He said, hi, folks, I'm completely full of shit, and how do you like that? And the people said, you know something? At least he's honest. At least he's honest about being completely full of shit. It's just like the business world, same as business. Everybody knows by now, all businessmen, completely full of shit. Just the worst kind of low-life criminal cocksuckers you could ever want to run into. A fucking piece of shit businessman. And the proof of it is, they don't even trust each other. They don't trust one another. When a businessman sits down to negotiate a deal, the first thing he does is to automatically assume that the other guy is a complete lying prick who's trying to fuck him out of his money. So he's got to do everything he can to fuck the other guy a little bit faster and a little bit harder. And he's got to do it with a big smile on his face. You know that big bullshit businessman smile? And if you're a customer, whoa, that's when you get the really big smile. Customer always gets that really big smile as the businessman carefully positions himself directly behind the customer and unzips his pants and proceeds to service the account. I'm servicing this account. This customer needs service. Now you know what they mean. Now you know what they mean when they say, we specialize in customer service. Whoever coined the phrase, let the buyer beware, was probably bleeding from the asshole. But that's business. That's business. But in the bullshit department, a businessman can't hold a candle to a clergyman. Because I got to tell you the truth, folks. When it comes to bullshit, big time, major league bullshit, you have to stand in awe of the all-time champion of false promises and exaggerated claims, religion. No contest. Religion easily has the greatest bullshit story ever told. Think about it. Religion has actually convinced people that there's an invisible man living in the sky who watches everything you do every minute of every day. And the invisible man has a special list of 10 things he does not want you to do. And if you do any of these 10 things, he has a special place full of fire and smoke and burning and torture and anguish where he will send you to live and suffer and burn and choke and scream and cry forever and ever till the end of time. But he loves you. He loves you. He loves you, and he needs money. He always needs money. He's all-powerful, all-perfect, all-knowing, and all-wise. Somehow, just can't handle money. Religion takes in billions of dollars. They pay no taxes, and they always need a little more. Now, you talk about a good bullshit story. Holy shit. Thank you. Thank you very much. But I want you to know something. This is sincere. I want you to know, when it comes to believing in God, I really tried. I really, really tried. I tried to believe that there is a God who created each of us in his own image and likeness, loves us very much, and keeps a close eye on things. I really tried to believe that, but I got to tell you, the longer you live, the more you look around, the more you realize something is fucked up. Something is wrong here. War, disease, death, destruction, hunger, filth, poverty, torture, crime, corruption, and the ice capades. Something is definitely wrong. This is not good work. If this is the best God can do, I am not impressed. Results like these do not belong on the resume of a supreme being. This is the kind of shit you'd expect from an office temp with a bad attitude. And just between you and me, in any decently run universe, this guy would have been out on his all-powerful ass a long time ago. And by the way, I say this guy because I firmly believe, looking at these results, that if there is a God, it has to be a man. No woman could or would ever fuck things up like this. If there is a God, if there is, I think most reasonable people might agree that he's at least incompetent and maybe, just maybe, doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit, which I admire in a person and which would explain a lot of these bad results. So rather than be just another one of these mindless religious robots blindly believing that all of this is in the hands of some spooky incompetent father figure who doesn't give a shit, I decided to look around for something else to worship, something I could really count on. And immediately I thought of the sun. Happened like that. Overnight I became a sun worshiper. Well, not overnight, you can't see the sun at night. But first thing the next morning, I became a sun worshiper. Several reasons. First of all, I can see the sun, okay? Yeah. Unlike some other gods I could mention, I can actually see the sun. I'm big on that. If I can see something, I don't know, kind of helps the credibility along, you know? So every day I can see the sun as it gives me everything I need. Heat, light, food, flowers in the park, reflections on the lake, an occasional skin cancer. But hey, at least there are no crucifixions and we're not setting people on fire simply because they don't agree with us. Sun worship is fairly simple. There's no mystery, no miracles, no pageantry, no one asks for money, there are no songs to learn, and we don't have a special building where we all gather once a week to compare clothing. And the best thing about the sun, it never tells me I'm unworthy. Doesn't tell me I'm a bad person who needs to be saved. Hadn't said an unkind word. Treats me fine. So, I worship the sun. But, I don't pray to the sun. Know why? I wouldn't presume on our friendship. It's not polite. I've often thought people treat God rather rudely, don't you? Trillions and trillions of prayers every day, asking and pleading and begging for favors. Do this, give me that, I need a new car, I want a better job. And most of this praying takes place on Sunday, his day off. It's not nice, and it's no way to treat a friend. But people do pray, and they pray for a lot of different things. You know, your sister needs an operation on her crotch. Your brother was arrested for defecating in a mall. But most of all, you'd really like to fuck that hot little redhead down at the convenience store. You know, the one with the eye patch and the club foot, huh? Can you pray for that? I think you'd have to. And I say, fine, pray for anything you want. Pray for anything. But what about the divine plan? Remember that? The divine plan. Long time ago, God made a divine plan. Gave it a lot of thought, decided it was a good plan, put it into practice. And for billions and billions of years, the divine plan has been doing just fine. Now you come along and pray for something. Well, suppose the thing you want isn't in God's divine plan. What do you want him to do? Change his plan? Just for you? Doesn't it seem a little arrogant? It's a divine plan. What's the use of being God if every rundown schmuck with a $2 prayer book can come along and fuck up your plan? And here's something else, another problem you might have. Suppose your prayers aren't answered. What do you say? Well, it's God's will. Thy will be done. Fine. But if it's God's will and he's going to do what he wants to anyway, why the fuck bother praying in the first place? Seems like a big waste of time to me. Couldn't you just skip the praying part and go right to his will? It's all very confusing. So to get around a lot of this, I decided to worship the sun. But as I said, I don't pray to the sun. You know who I pray to? Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Joe Pesci. Two reasons. First of all, I think he's a good actor, okay? To me, that counts. Second, he looks like a guy who can get things done. Joe Pesci doesn't fuck around. Doesn't fuck around. In fact, Joe Pesci came through on a couple of things that God was having trouble with. For years, I asked God to do something about my noisy neighbor with the barking dog. Joe Pesci straightened that cocksucker out with one visit. It's amazing what you can accomplish with a simple baseball bat. So I've been praying to Joe for about a year now. And I noticed something. I noticed that all the prayers I used to offer to God and all the prayers I now offer to Joe Pesci are being answered at about the same 50% rate. Half the time I get what I want, half the time I don't. Same as God, 50-50. Same as the four-leaf clover, the horseshoe, the rabbit's foot, and the wishing well. Same as the mojo man. Same as the voodoo lady who tells you your fortune by squeezing the goat's testicles. It's all the same, 50-50. So just pick your superstition, sit back, make a wish, and enjoy yourself. And for those of you who look to the Bible for its literary qualities and moral lessons, I got a couple of other stories I might like to recommend for you. You might enjoy The Three Little Pigs. That's a good one. Has a nice happy ending. Then there's Little Red Riding Hood, although it does have that one X-rated part where the big bad wolf actually eats the grandmother, which I didn't care for, by the way. And finally, I've always drawn a great deal of moral comfort from Humpty Dumpty. The part I like the best, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. That's because there is no Humpty Dumpty and there is no God. None, not one, never was, no God. In fact, I'm going to put it this way. If there is a God, if there is a God, may he strike this audience dead. See, nothing happened. Nothing happened. Everybody's okay. All right? Tell you what. I'll raise the stakes a little bit. If there is a God, may he strike me dead. See, nothing happened. Oh, wait, got a little cramp in my leg. And my balls hurt. Plus, I'm blind. I'm blind. Oh, now I'm okay again. Must have been Joe Pesci, huh? God bless Joe Pesci. Thank you all very much. Joe bless you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Bye-bye. Have fun. Good. Thank you very much. Good time. Thank you.
Laura Whore, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots in the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Whore saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
It's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. And we have a good one. Probably predictable. Sunday, September 21st, 2008, at RadioVolta.org, RadioForAll.net, and ReverendBookburn.com. Tonight's very special recipient, covered earlier this evening, scandalized by financial scams for decades, close associate of four presidents, scammer and ripper offer of the American people to the tunes of billions of dollars, and having a hand in the current devastating financial crisis, fucker of the entire nation. Tonight, Asshole of the Week is McCain's primary financial advisor, Phil Graham. Phil Graham. His role in the savings and loan scam alone make him a bigger criminal than over 50% of the entire population of incarcerated inmates. The amounts of money stolen and scammed outweighs all stolen money and assets of street criminals from the entire previous century. And now he continues to further push for deregulation and free market solutions to the looting and skewering of the nation. Phil Graham, you are Asshole of the Week. All right, we heard enough for those sounds. Thank you. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Hoa. Spore did I Want You, She's So Heavy. George Carlin did American Bullshit businessmen, religion, and there is no God. And those were from his comedy CD, You Are All Diseased. Before Carlin, you heard May Pang doing Nothing Is True, and started off with Cheech and Chung doing Earache My Eye. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme has been Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. We're going a bit over time. We will play a closing tune. And I guess be a little bit overboard. The show is probably going to be archived at Radio 4 All, radio4all.net. We're having some technical problems with getting the September 7th show on Radio 4 All. McCain's Penis Pity Party and Those Horny Pollens. However, we got last week's show up, Taliban Pregnancy Counseling. So all of those are at Radio 4 All. Links always at ReverendBookburn.com. And hopefully the technical issues will be figured out and resolved so that you can turn other people onto or re-listen to Bush's unemployment application or disability claim. Again, Radio 4 All, radio4all.net, and links at reverendbookburn.com. YouTube channel, youtube.com/revbookburn. At MySpace, myspace.com/reverendbookburn. Email revbookburn@sjcdc.org. Next Sunday night, Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. Yes, the dominatrix Pollen herself will be here, and her bootlicker, John McCain. Next Sunday night, Mistress Sarah and Boot Boy John. 2 weeks, McCain's bong. And in 3 weeks, missionary accomplished. So thank you to all bookburners who have assisted or sent goodies or helped with the links. And we will be back in a week. Let's see. Let's play something nice for the bookburners. Let's play Corrosion of Conformity from their incredible release, fantastic from beginning to end, called Animosity. This track is entitled Mad World. Good night.